AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The National Weather Service says downtown Los Angeles has seen its wettest Christmas in 54 years. LA County firefighters rescued more than 100 people on Christmas Day. And Lisa Dwyer reports one mountain town got hit particularly hard by heavy rain and mudslides.
Wrightwood, California residents are cleaning up. Operating on generators, Mountain Hardware is open for business.
Propane is a big popular one, tarps, things like that. Anything weather related, that's what they're coming in for.
Manager Eric Faulkner.
Let's see, we've survived the blizzard of 2023. We survived the fires of 2024 and now the flooding of 2025. So Wrightwood strong.
But even he admits.
As far as just impact on the town as a whole, this is probably the worst I've seen.
Manny Simpson has been a Wrightwood resident for 14 years, says he's staying put.
Been through it all, so, and we're still here, so we're not moving.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will meet with President Trump in Florida this weekend on ending the war with Russia, security guarantees for Ukraine among the topics. President Trump says the U.S. will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper in justifying Christmas Day strikes in Nigeria. And in Turkey, a suspected member of the Islamic State group's been captured. Karen Chamas reports he was allegedly planning attacks on New Year's celebrations.
State-run Anadolu agency reported that Ibrahim Burtakusin was captured in a joint operation by police and the National Intelligence Agency in southeastern Turkey. It's believed the suspect was in contact with many IS sympathizers in Turkey and abroad. Burtakusin was also looking to join ongoing fighting in conflict zones. His arrest came a day after over 100 suspected IS members were detained in raids, according to Istanbul's prosecutor's office. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. Walter Ratliff takes a look at one part of the music industry.
Streams of new music from a variety of genres were down compared to last year. But one type of music is on the rise, Christian and gospel music. Experts and artists say there are a variety of reasons why religious music is connecting.
I don't know where I'd go with you.
How do we keep moving forward? How do we keep getting the message to more and more people?
Singer Lauren Daigle told AP she sees recording contracts with major labels as a chance to spread her message of hope.
And so when I look at Atlantic, that was my very first thing of, oh, okay, this is a much broader spectrum.
Christian music embraces many different genres, and industry professionals say its quality has improved. Christian artists say they hope this isn't just a trend, but a movement. I'm Walter Ratliff.
There are more stories and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.